now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. 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 Until now. Now. Now.
Now. You feel that?
Good evening, shipmates. I will be your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. Welcome aboard Opening the Vortex, produced by the World Integrity News Network. Our call-in line tonight, 347-850-1243. And if you want to speak, make sure you press the number 1. Gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to speak. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is fine. There's nothing wrong with listening. Listening is a little bit more what we need in this country, but I digress like I always do. Look, I didn't invent me. I just know how I work. And I am a digressor because all this stuff pisses me off. My God, I could go on 24/7. It all pisses me off. And it pisses me off. I can't get it all done in 2 hours. So it is what it is, what it is, what it is. What are you going to do? Well, in any event, we do have a lot to get through here tonight. If I could ever shut up, actually get to it. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipping away. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Closing mate, shift colors. All right, now again, you want to be a part of the program tonight? 347-850-1243. And make sure that you press the number 1 and it gives me an icon, lets me know that you want to talk. All right, let's get out to sea here. Let's get into some scuttlebutt. Now, last week, we were on at a different time. We're going to try this hours on Thursdays. It's going to be from 5 to 7 Eastern. Now, you figure that out, whatever the hell time zone you're in. Have a hard enough time trying to figure out what the hell time I'm in. I never carry a watch. I've never been late, but I've never carried a watch. I always know what time it is, but I've never carried a watch. I've never been late. I guess I got an internal sundial on me. I don't know. See, this is what happens. But in any event, last week, but we're going to be on from 5 to 7 every Thursday from now on. We're going to try this slot. My normal show was on from 8 to 10 Eastern, which is a cool slot. I like it. I like the time. But I also like on Thursday, I like this. But next week, I'm not going to be here. I've got some family issues that I've got to take care of. Family is important. And if you don't take care of your family, well, you can't take care of nothing. You have to do it. It's like with your freedom. You don't have a choice. You just do it. You don't question it. There's nothing to question. Just this is what needs to be done, and you, well, do it. That's what we need a little bit more of in this country. We know this is unacceptable. We know this is intolerable. So why do we accept it? Why do we tolerate it? Ah! But last week, we were talking about the debate. Now, the debate came on. I came on at 8 Eastern. The debate started at 9. But, you know, I get done with the show, and I didn't want to. I did not want to, I was not really interested in the debate. I really wasn't. But I didn't think that the debate was going to be the way the debate was going to be. It was kind of unexpected for me. So I turn it on. Turn it on at 10 o'clock. They were still going. And it became very obvious, very quickly, that they did not like Fox News, did not like Donald Trump. And they got their three henchmen, if you will, to go out there and prove it. Now, you know, then afterwards, I watched that hour. And then the next, you know, that night I was watching some headlines. And then the next morning, you know, I seen all this. And well, first of all, I've never been a Chris Wallace fan. Never have. His questions are just, please, stop. No more. No more. And Brett Baird, I mean, I don't know. He's just a sneaky little runt. I just want to slap him, I guess, you know? I don't know. But I just don't like him. I don't trust him. I don't know. He's got them beady eyes. Pisses me off. I don't know. I don't trust him. And Megyn Kelly, I warned my brother about it. All he saw was, you know, her looks. And hey, look, come on. I mean, is Megyn Kelly a good looker? Duh. Yeah. She's, you know, she, you know, what can, I mean, come on. I mean, it is what it is. So what? There's a lot of pretty women in the world. There's a whole bunch of them. Just look around. There's a whole bunch of pretty women in the world. Sorry, not for nothing. But I've always been very, I used to argue with my brother on this. I said, you got to be careful with her. Oh, no, she's a goddess. Yeah. Well, she proved she is going by what the company told her to go by. She's supposed to be news. She should have lost her job. She should have been fired. I would have had respect for Megyn Kelly if she would have been fired. She should have told that old Roger Ailes, look, I'm not going to go out there and do that. I'm not going to do that. I don't care if your candidate is such and such. My candidate is going to be my candidate. But I'm out here conducting a debate, meaning there is no real candidate, so I'm going to ask them all questions. I am not going to pick on one. I am not going to make it obvious that this is a candidate that we do not like and we do not trust and we do not want. I do not need a television. I do not need anybody to tell me who my candidate is. That's my job. That's my responsibility. That's up to me to decide on who my candidate is. Not Megyn Kelly, not Chris Wallace, and not Brett Baer. Not Fox News. Not Fox and Friends. Not Hannity. Not even my girl Greta. Nobody. Look, if you can't make your own decision, you know, on your own, I mean, I don't know what the hell to tell you. Now, you can study the candidates, but I mean, it was blatantly obvious that they did not like Donald Trump, that Fox News was not supporting Donald Trump. And Brett Baer with that stupid question, I mean, it was obvious it was directed towards Donald Trump. Oh, who here is going to run as an independent candidate if they don't get the nominee? Which Trump is the only one who said that he might do that. And that was like 2 weeks ago. So it was kind of an old story. So, I mean, that's not an intelligent question. That's not a debate question. That's a stupid question, Brett Baer. Megyn Kelly, I mean, just whatever. I don't know, but Fox News, I've had enough of. I really have. They're turning into the MSNBC of the right, and I don't like it. I don't give me your opinion. I just want the news one time without somebody's opinion in it. Now, there's nothing wrong with opinion shows. You're listening to one. But the point is, when you're watching news, when you're in a debate, when you have a news organization, that you're conducting a debate. You can't be bold with that. And it was blatantly obvious. I'm sorry, but Fox News, you got an F. Shame on all three of them. I mean, look, those moderators, I just, oh my Lord. The questions that they ask are really stupid. They really are. They really are dumb. I think other people ought to conduct it. What is, you know, I mean, Fox News doesn't seem they really, really care about it. They're more concerned about the ratings. And look at all the new sound bites they got. I'm sure Megyn Kelly's show just bumped in the ratings because everybody's got to watch it now. See if she's going to say something about Donald Trump. See if they're going to go back and forth. I mean, my Lord, people. We're doing this to ourselves. We wonder why we've got all these problems. Well, duh, we're allowing a television to tell you how to think. Tell you who to like, who to dislike. What your favorite song is, what your favorite movie is, what your favorite products are. I don't need a damn television. Tell me a damn thing. I've never gone by the popular. I mean, when I was a kid, I noticed that early on. I mean, it's like all this stuff that's supposed to be popular, this sucks. I mean, no, I don't like it. I don't care if everybody likes it or not. What the hell difference does that make to me? It's not your opinion isn't my opinion. My opinion isn't yours. I can't give you your opinion because then it wouldn't be mine. So what the hell is the point of giving me my opinion or giving you my opinion when I'm giving you your opinion? You don't need an opinion. You've already got one. What do you need two of them for, you greedy bastard? But if you don't have the right opinion, you're not in the right group. Oh, you're not in the right group. I've never fit into groups. I hate groups. Although I did join the veterans, so that's a group. But that's different. I want to help out. You know, I want to help, you know, the veterans as much as I can. I mean, I know I won't be able to do very much, but I can only do what I can do. And that's all that you can ask out of people. Just do what you can. Not what somebody else can. You can't do what somebody else can. You can only do what you can. And what you can do, do it and do it well. So that's what I'm going to try to do. But getting back to this cockamamie debate, I'm sorry, but Fox News, you dropped the ball and you're getting worse. You're not getting better. There's no news program out there. No news station. A real news station that you can go to that you don't have to spend $5,000 million every goddamn month for stupid television. Put it over the airwaves. You got the advertisers right there. They're supporting it. But no, you got to go through 14 different middlemen to get something that should be just transferred over the air. And you go to these satellites bouncing over mountains and this and that. And you're always losing it right when, you know, your guy's about to score. Pissing everybody off. I don't like satellites anyway. They bug me. Just put it over the airwaves. Television, for God's sakes. You know, the technology is one thing, but I mean, sometimes you get over-technologied, I guess. And again, you're going to learn very quickly that, yes, I do murderate the English language. I also suffer from a chronic broken left-handed tongue, so it makes it very difficult for me to speak. So it's just the way it is. And I'm an actor, too, so... And I got a talk show, and I can't speak. Ugh, I mean, go figure, right? Well, again, it is what it is. Nothing I can do about it, nothing you can do about it. But I'm sorry, Megyn Kelly, though, I got to agree with the criticism here. Bad job, Chris Wallace, Brett Baird, all of you. I got to agree with all the criticism on you. It was a horrible debate. You're not very good moderators anyway. Britt Hume, I think, would be a good moderator. But he might accidentally ask a tough question and piss all the mucky mucks off. These mucky mucks. These executives. And I just found out Fox News evidently has contributed the the something news organization, whatever they are, whatever the hell they are. There's a million different corporations, or they're all over the place, and conglomerates and this and that. It's a bunch of hogwash is what it is. But News Corp, I guess, is the name of it that owns Fox or whatever. But they gave millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton, which doesn't surprise me. I don't really care. I mean, it's your money, whatever the hell you want to do with it. I don't think the because the owner of a company gives money to a campaign does not mean that the entire corporation, every person that works there, is in favor of this particular candidate. And who cares who gave? I really don't care. Although you do have to keep, you know, foreign governments from paying. But if you're Hillary Clinton, you can get away with it. But it doesn't look like she's getting away with it anytime soon. She's got the dogs out on her. She might accidentally go to jail. Imagine that. But I doubt it. They won't arrest her because she's Hillary Clinton. But if it were you or me, oh, we'd already be in jail. First of all, tampering with evidence, destroying the server. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. We'd already be tried and convicted. But because she's Hillary, she can break the law? What does that mean? Well, you know all of this stuff is coming from the Obama administration. You know it's coming from them. That whole administration, the Clintons and the Obama camp did not get along. Her and Valerie didn't get along. Of course, nobody gets along with Hillary. She's got to be the one, you know, she's got to be the queen bee. She has no idea what the hell she's doing. She's incompetent, but you can't say that to her followers. Oh, no, she's not incompetent. Well, then what has she done? She's Hillary Clinton. Oh, she gives speeches. Yeah, she gives speeches, pre-written speeches that have nothing in them. They are the most hollow, shallow speeches. I mean, they say nothing. Oh, I believe in women's rights. Well, wow. God, I'm going to vote for her. I mean, come on. There's never any substance. She never wants to talk about the issues because she knows she's going to get in trouble. Well, now you got the FBI poking at her door. Obviously, it's a criminal probe. But the problem is why is it a criminal probe when you know you're not going to prosecute her? Then why go through the motions? Just to take her out of the presidential campaign? Well, people are going to vote for her anyway. Look, at least half the country, which is on the right, it doesn't like her. And the other half of them can't stand her. She doesn't have a lot of friends. A lot of people don't like her. They've got a lot of dumb blondes that seem to like her. Oh, Hillary, oh, women's rights, oh, shut up. Hillary is an empty pantsuit Hillary Rodham Clinton. This woman, I mean, come on, America, if this is going to be your, you know, everything's got to be first black person, first this person, the first Liechtensteinian to do this. I mean, I can't keep up with all these firsts. First left-handed homosexual nun. I just can't keep up with all that. First this, first that. What difference does it make? Why break it down to color? And sex and this and that and all these categories. Why do you got to break it down? Why do you got to put everything in categories? Everybody talks about all this integration, but they segregate everybody. Black people go over here. White people go over here. These people go over there. Homosexuals go over here. These people over here. Those people over here. Women over here. Blah, 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 blah. Jews over here. I mean, God Almighty, how can you preach integration when you do nothing but practice segregation? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, right? I mean, am I out of my damn fool mind? Well, it doesn't make any sense. But this is, you know, this is people. This is our society. This is who we are. Well, no, it's not. I'm not claiming this society. It's not who I am. I'm not taking responsibility for that crap. I don't believe in it. And I don't like it. I've never fit in with society. Screw society. I never fit in with their stupid rules. Just let people be, man. You know what I mean? Just be. You know what I mean? That's the problem. That's what's missing in this country. People just need to accept people for who they are and just move on. You don't have to like them. You can hate their friggin' guts. But they are what they are. Move on. Call it a day. But no. And all these people that preach, prejudice and racism and all this, they're generally more often than not, the more racist than the people that they're claiming to be racist. Actually, more often than not, the people that get labeled racist are not. But you can't say that. Because that means you're a double racist now. A denier. Oh, you're in denial. In denial. It has nothing to do with denial. It has to do with the truth. It's either yes or no. Well, in this case, it's no. Nothing to deny. It is what it is. But people always got to get the right answer. They've always got to put somebody down because they think that's going to bring them up. This is how they're going to get up. No. It doesn't work that way. Well, you might get up a little bit. You might even get up a lot of bit. But the higher you climb, the farther you're going to have to fall, and it's going to hurt. The greed in this society, it's almost like panic mode. It's like everybody's gone into, you know, hyper greed status. Well, because I think people are naturally getting, you know, panicky because things are, you know, not as rosy as you may think. Now we got martial law. Now I don't know if they're ever going to have martial law. I don't know if I buy into these conspiracies that Obama's going to, you know, capture everybody with a jade helm and turn everybody into, you know, FEMA camps and all this. I mean, I hope not. But are those FEMA camps real? Yeah. Does it just because they're not doing it now? Does it mean they're not going to do it later? They may even have people in those camps. We do know of those interrogation, those black sites. We know of at least one in Chicago, and there's a few other ones. I mean, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust nothing. I mean, it's sad. You can't trust anybody. You can't give your own name anymore. You can't give your real name. You can't give nothing. Because anytime you get any information, you got somebody out there who's going to take your name, going to take your number, going to take this and use it against you, rip you off. They're going to use it against you, throw you in jail. I mean, what the hell kind of a society are we living in? And why are we doing this to each other? Why are we doing this? This is America. We're not supposed to be like this. I don't remember ever being this bad when I was a kid. I'm sorry. And in high school and when I was in the Navy and I get out of the Navy, I don't remember it being like this. It's too much. Since Obama took office, I'm sorry, I don't see this country going. I know Bush, you know, moved us back a couple of years. But Obama, I mean, he's striking for the Jurassic period here, for God's sakes. What the hell? Why are we doing this? We're allowing our adversaries, our enemy, to come on over here, free range. But if you're a real refugee, a Christian from Iraq, and you cross the border to Mexico, you've got to be detained, and they're still in jail. They still got 27 of them. But if you got ties to ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any of these other friggin' groups, sure, come on in. Yeah, we welcome you. Don't worry, we're not going to ask you for your ID. That would be racist. What the hell are we doing to ourselves? Why? What are we gaining from this? I don't know. I can't see the ultimate gain is anything good. The only thing we're going to gain is destruction. We're going to have to brush up on either Chinese or Russian or Liechtensteinian, for God's sakes. Maybe they're going to split it. Maybe Russia's going to take the Western United States and China's going to take the Eastern. Who knows? Maybe they're going to split it up somehow. I don't know. But we're certainly not going to be an independent country the way we're going. Now we're giving Iran free range to build a nuclear bomb, which hasn't happened yet. And it shouldn't happen. Hopefully we have a responsible enough Congress, which I don't trust this Congress. But hopefully there's enough American people that are really, truly upset about it. A lot of people still have no friggin' idea. They don't know. Well, it's the government. Oh, yeah, they should have a nuclear weapon. Oh, okay. Unbelievable. Well, you're listening to Reach Out America, Opening the Vortex, produced by the World Integrity News Network. And again, our call-in line, 347-850-1243. And again, if you want to speak, make sure you press the number one. It gives me an icon, lets me know that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen, and listening is okay. Listening is fine. Now, getting back to wherever the hell we were, but you never know where the hell we were. Not on this show. There's so much to talk about. I mean, you blast off and boom, you cover it all. Well, there's a lot to cover. As long as there's one Democrat on planet Earth, there's a lot to talk about. That's all it takes is one of them filthy little bastards. They're irritating. They're like ticks. Leech on you. You can't get rid of them. Spitting out all their poison. Ah, they're a nuisance. There should be a law against them. But maybe that's why I don't run for president. I'd get rid of the common sense. I would get rid of the nonsense. I would bring back common sense. I mean, you know things aren't working, but yet you continue to do it. Well, because it's not my job to make a decision. it's somebody else's. So even though you know this decision sucks, it doesn't work, you're just going to go ahead and do it because that's your job. Yeah. And how many billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars are wasted for nothing? I think that the department that wastes the money has to pay it back. Whoever's in charge of that department, you waste money, you got to pay it back out of your own pocket. And if you don't have it, well, you better start washing dishes. Because you're going to have to earn it. The only time you're allowed out of jail is when you go to work. Until you pay off your debt. That isn't that crap real quick. But no, we can't do that. Because the government workers have got a union. Well, I believe that workers should be protected. Yeah, if they want to have a group, okay, fine. But the problem is that some of these contracts, what the workers don't seem to understand, is actually going to, it may not affect them now in a negative way, but it will later, especially come retirement time. Company's not going to have the money to pay it. You're going to lose it. But you got that good contract. Some companies even go out of business because of these contracts. They can't fulfill them. I believe in workers should be protected. Yeah. But I mean, there is, overkill. So, I mean, I don't know what you would call it, but I mean, I don't really particularly care for union tactics. I've seen that firsthand. The union tactics. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. So I know. I know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. And there's no reason for that. There's no call for that. That kind of thuggy mob mentality for a workers' union, I just find that, no. That to me defeats the whole purpose. That's what turned me off to unions when I was a little kid. I've never really been a big fan ever since. But I do see the need for workers to be protected, obviously. I think there's a happy medium somewhere, but it'll never be because everybody's greedy. Everybody's got to get. Well, there's nothing wrong getting. But you got to do it responsibly. Oh, you can't do that. Can't use common sense. Well, getting back to the this debate, I think it was blatantly obvious. Jeb Bush was their candidate. That's who you are supposed to vote for now, according to Fox News. Jeb Bush, he's already been picked. Well, Fox News commentator, now Andrea Tenteros. Okay, I've always, kind of liked her. Yeah, she's another, pretty face, which she does. She's a pretty woman. I do have to admit, Fox News does have a lot of pretty women. That's fine. I've never been offended by a pretty woman in my life, except for when they open their mouth. Nevertheless, getting back to wherever in the hell we were, this Andrea Tenteros, I always knew she was a little establishment, but she's really, really showing that, for whatever reason, she is really sucking up to Roger Ailes and really sucking up to Megyn Kelly. And I don't like it. And I don't trust it. And I, I'm sorry, but I lost some respect. Well, she spoke out against Donald Trump and the comments he made about Megyn Kelly, saying that they were disgraceful and disgusting. And that there were more important things to talk about. Well, this was on her show, Outnumbered. It's a Fox show. I guess it's on in the afternoon. I've seen it every once in a while. Not very long, because I can't stomach it. Those shows are irritating to me. And it doesn't matter who's doing them. So I'm not, you know, I like the commentators. There's a lot of pretty women on it. And I like them all. But those kind of shows irritate me. It's hard for me to sit down and watch them. So I don't. But I know what it is. Well, she called Trump a troublemaker for distracting people from the real issues. Added that any fight should be between Democrats and Republicans over real and pressing issues and not between Fox and Trump. We should be fighting against this Iran deal. We should be fighting against ISIS. We should be fighting for more secure borders. There's a lot of battles to fight. Fighting a battle with a female newswoman is not one of them. She keeps going on and on and on. But the problem is, she's the one who's doing the distracting. She's the one who keeps bringing it up and talking about it. You're bringing up the distraction. Now, it always makes me, you know, when I hear these people in the media talk about the media, say, what the hell? You're talking about, I mean, oh, it's always everybody else but me. No, it's you. Well, the problem that I have, it was so obvious that Megyn Kelly, that Chris Wallace and Bret Baier were taking orders from their boss, whoever that is, whether it's Roger Ailes or somebody underneath him. Either that or they got together and they said, okay, how are we going to gang up on Donald Trump? Either way, whether they were ordered to do it or they did it on their own, the fact is they did it. And it was blatantly obvious of what they were doing. And if you couldn't pick up on it, I'm sorry, you weren't watching. You weren't paying attention. So, Andrea, sweetheart, you know I love you, but you should have been paying attention. And you shouldn't be talking about it. But yet here you are. You're talking about it. And so am I. Don't sit here and start talking about, you should be talking about other issues. There's a lot of issues that you don't discuss there, Andrea. Oh, that's right. You're not allowed to discuss them. Your boss won't let you. I mean, it just makes me sick, this crap. Look, I mean, I'm not promoting Donald Trump. I'm not a real, you know, I mean, I don't hate Donald Trump, but I mean, I'm not Donald Trump. Oh. I mean, he is what he is, what he is, what he is. I don't have any vested interest in the man. I'm certainly not going to work on his campaign, and I'm certainly not going to campaign against him. He just is what he is. But it was blatantly obvious what they were doing. And that's what I didn't like. That's what I don't want to see. I want Fox News to be a little different. I want to go to a television station. And I want to get intelligent friggin' information. That's what I want. Don't give me the whole thing and balance and blah, 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 blah. And we bring the left on just to bring the left on just because they're going to argue. The left will argue within it. They'll argue anything. They'll argue just to argue. Well, that's not an intelligent argument. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see somebody arguing just for the sake of arguing. I want a legitimate argument. Well, the left doesn't never have a legitimate argument. So why even bring them on? I don't want to see that. Fair and balanced. Well, I mean, I don't need fair and balanced. I just want the friggin' news. But don't give me fair and balanced. I don't want your stinking fair and balanced. Because that's not what it's about. You're missing the point. If you think fair news is fair and balanced, you're missing the point. It has nothing to do with fair and balanced. How can you fair and balance the truth? The news is supposed to be the truth. How do you fair and balance the truth? It is what it is, what it is, what it is. There's no fair and balance about it. What the hell does that even mean? I've never understood that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, well, we got to bring the left on. Well, why? Well, because we're fair and balanced. Yeah, but they got nothing to say. There's just nothing. They got nothing to argue. Well, we got to bring them on. And they'll argue. They'll get an argument. They don't care. They'll argue anything. That's all they are. But I don't want to see that anymore. And I'm sorry, but Megyn Kelly and Chris Wallace and Brett Baer, you dropped the ball. Bad job. F, all three of you. I don't need to see that. I want more intelligent, information than that when I watch Fox News, when I watch any station. Do your job. Nobody's concerned with what you think of these candidates. Nobody's interested in your opinion of Donald Trump. Everybody's got their own opinion of Donald Trump. I've got my opinion of Donald Trump. But my opinion of Donald Trump has nothing to do with the goddamn debate. And there's no reason for you to bring out your opinion on this. You're there just to ask questions. So don't give me this, oh, I'm doing my job. No, you're not doing your job. And Andrea, you should have known a little bit better than that, but you're sticking up for your friend there. You're sucking up to your Roger Ailes and Megyn Kelly. I guess you want a promotion. I guess it's contract season for you, Andrea. Is that what it is? Is that it, sweetie? Huh? I mean, I like her and all, but I mean, I'm sorry, but Fox News is getting, they need a makeover. Or we need a news station. I'd love to start a news station, just the news. Ever since I can remember watching the news, the only thing I've ever asked is just give me the news, the facts, whatever it is. I don't care what the news is. I just want to know what the news is. I don't care. Whatever happened, happened. I can't do anything about the facts. You can't do it. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. But stop trying to create it and stop trying to tell me what it is that I'm supposed to believe and who I'm supposed to like and who are the bad guys, who are the good guys. Who are the extremists? According to the FBI, I'm an extremist because I preach individual liberty. Nothing wrong with having individual liberty to do what you want to do rather than what a certain panel has decided. I'll make my own decisions if you don't mind. These are my decisions to make, not yours. You make your decisions and I'll make mine. And then shut up. Andrea, I'm sorry you missed the whole point. I think you went over the top with coming to Megyn Kelly's defense. Maybe if you watch the debate. I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, but I'm not a Donald Trump hater. I'm mad at Fox News for dropping the ball on the debate. I don't need to see that. We don't need that. It's not about all the sound bites later and bumping up your numbers. That's not what this is about. Look, you want to bump up your numbers? Or just go out and just deliver the facts. The more facts you deliver, the more people are going to watch you. Stop worrying about all the other nonsense because I don't want to see it anymore. I've never wanted to see it, and I don't want to see it anymore. I'd love to take over Fox News. And Roger Ailes, I'm sorry, I don't find a genius. No, come on. Come on. please. Look, there needs to be another station out there. And then, you know, now that I take this, I want to take this opportunity here since I'm here. But thank God for Blog Talk Radio, because there is a lot of very good radio on Blog Talk Radio. You're actually getting the news on Blog Talk Radio. You're not getting the news when you turn on the news. You're not going to get the news. Blog Talk Radio, these are real Americans talking about real American issues. We are the news. You are the news. And this is where you're getting it. And you have an opportunity to comment. Free. It's a free call. You want to call this program? 347-850-1243. And make sure you press the number one. And I'll bring you on. But this is what I've always preached. I've never understood why people have to follow a certain, you know, because a group or this or that and made this decision. So you have to rearrange your entire way of life because somebody made some cockamamie decision. When it is affecting nobody, nobody's getting hurt, nothing. But oh no, we need to do that. Why? Well, it's tradition or it's this or it's that. I'm an ultimate freedom guy. Always have been. I don't care what you do in your life. What the hell difference does it make to me what you do in your life? You want to inject heroin into your eyeball? Hey, knock yourself out. I'm not going to be around it. I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to do it. I ain't sticking no damn needle in my eyeball. I'm not even sticking a needle in my arm or leg or nowhere. I hate them friggin' things. But if you want to do it, that's, you know, that it's your eyeball. As long as you're not, you know, harming somebody, raping them, hurting them, killing them, stealing from them, or whatever. What the hell difference does it make? Take care of yourself first and worry about other people later. We need a little bit more of that in this country. That's what's missing. I'm not saying that, you know, if your neighbor, yeah, I mean, mind your own business, but I'm not saying that if your neighbor is being attacked or, you know, he's beating up the kids or she's beating up the kids or whatever, that you ignore it and you know, mind your own business. I mean, you need to, again, you need common sense. Come to the aid. You protect. You need common sense. It's like this: see something, say something. Yeah, that's true. You see something, say something, but you need to have common sense. But people don't. They'll see anything and report it because they want to. They just want to feel important. You know, they want to be the one that catches, you know, some big terrorist plot, and then they'll get their name in the paper and go on TV. I mean, they don't teach and they don't preach responsibility anymore. That's gone by the wayside. We don't have that anymore. We don't teach that anymore. That's a sin. It's racist. Well, I don't know who the hell is going to be I'm voting for president. It might be me again. I might just do it like I have the last couple of times. Look, I'm not going to vote for somebody. I'm sick and tired of having to vote against somebody. I want to vote for somebody. I'm sick and tired of having to vote against somebody. That's not a responsible vote. A vote is for the person that you think will do the best job, whoever the hell it is. But Chris Christie, I've never really been a real big fan. I've always known he's a little two-faced. But there's a picture out here now of Chris Christie, and it's, what the hell is it? He's the imam. God almighty. I can't pronounce any of these names. Mustafa El Amin. Well, they're holding a Quran together, and it's now come out. And of course, Chris Christie's going to have to explain that and blah, 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 blah. He actually held a Muslim iftar dinner at his home, which I guess that's the end of Ramadan. So, I mean, look, I understand that there is a, you know, a certain number of Muslims in our society. I also understand that not every one of them is looking to murder a bunch of Americans. But when these guys have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and this, and they got no business coming into your home, whether you're running for president or not, whether you're the governor or not, whether you're a Walmart greeter or not, you don't let people like that into your home. And you certainly don't have a dinner for them. That's what I'm saying. Well, evidently this Mohammed Quantanani, who the hell knows? Well, he's a known member of the Muslim Brotherhood, was at this iftar dinner. Evidently, Chris Christie has been cavorting with this guy for years. They've been buddies. They've been pals. That's what these people do when they're running for president. They link up with all these people from all these countries, and everybody's switching, you know, paying money here and there. They're all, you know, everybody's making money and doing promising favors and all this crap. So Chris Christie's been promising, you know, the Muslims all kinds of favors and this and that. So they're coming over here. And yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of them that want to come over here and do us harm. So I'm, you know, it only makes sense that we give these people a little bit of scrutiny. We've got a lot of these Mexican drug cartels coming over here. And I'm sorry, we've lived next to Mexico for how many years now? We got to give them a little scrutiny. We got to give anybody coming over here some scrutiny. Except for the citizens. They get the scrutiny. But if you're an illegal alien and you're living in a sanctuary city, well, yeah, that drug charge goes away, this felony goes away, that felony goes away. Hey, you're free. You find a gun, go shoot a pretty woman on a pier right in front of her father, senselessly, needlessly. And nobody wants to take responsibility for it. He was set free. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Every one of those people responsible, the mayor, the governor, the cops who let him loose, the sheriff, whoever did, whoever had anything to do with that Mr. Sanchez getting free so he could gun down Kate Steinle. Whoever had anything to do with that release whatsoever, you have blood on your hands. You are responsible for her murder. You might as well have had the gun in your hand and pulled the trigger yourself. You did this to her. You murdered that girl. You murdered her. You are responsible. I'm sorry, but you are. Don't give me this crap that you're not. I'm not going to listen to this nonsense. If I had the same felonies that he had, you wouldn't let me go free. Well, that's right. I'm white. But because he's an illegal alien, he's already committed a crime by being over here illegally. And he's already been sent over five times. He's on his sixth time. But he goes free. But if I had the same charges, no way would I go free. So you need to explain that, mayor, governor, that you could allow a city like that in your state. All the politicians who allowed it to happen. Some of these cities even pass laws. A city ordinance where it's a law that you can't arrest an illegal alien, especially if they've got a felony. They got to go free. You have blood on your hands. You murdered her. Yeah, he pulled the trigger, but you did all the work. You murdered her. You have blood on your hands. Shame on you. But do we have any kind of DA, any kind of lawyer of any status of any district, of any court that can stand up and prosecute? No. No. Why? Well, everybody's afraid of losing their job. Well, look, if you're afraid of losing your job, you're not doing your job. Just do your job and then shut up. Oh, I don't want to lose my job. Lose your job. What is your job? You don't have a job. Also, people can make money. That's all it's about. As long as you're making money, who cares who you destroy? Well, you know what? You got to be careful who you destroy on the way down, because you never know who's going to destroy you on their way up. No, I got that backwards, didn't I? Well, anyway, you know what the hell I meant. I don't know. Who the hell knows? Well, it looks like Chris Christie's got some splaining to do here now. Him sucking up to these imams, holding the Quran, holding dinners, bringing in the Muslim Brotherhood into his home, cavorting with them for years. Even running to his defense every time someone accused him of being a terrorist. Well, if you are a member of Muslim Brotherhood, I mean, you stand a pretty good chance of being one. Hello? I mean, if a dummy like me could figure this stuff out without a whole hell of a lot of brain power, I mean, he's supposed to be this big hotshot attorney. What was he, a state's attorney? And then what the hell was he? He was in the Bush administration for some kind of mucky muck attorney. So he's supposed to be pretty smart. I guess not. Well, Chris Christie is calling his critics anti-Muslim bigots. Part of a gaze of intolerance that's going around our country that's disturbing. No, you are disturbing. I'm sorry, Muslim Brotherhood. They are a terrorist organization. Egypt seems to care more about terrorism than the United States. I mean, my God, what the hell? Well, anyway, this is about that time. We got to take a little break here. But again, you are listening to Reach Out America, Opening the Vortex, every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. I got my times all screwed up. 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday. That's Reach Out America, Opening the Vortex. Produced by the World Integrity News Network, and the call-in line 347-850-1243. So we're gonna take a short little break. We'll be back in about 3-4 minutes. See you then.
The common goal should be turning America to its constitutional republic roots.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice that people made to accomplish certain things.
That actually didn't belong to the federal government in the first place. It belongs to you and I.
Some hope for the youth of our country.
This is my next phase of my mission.
The next greatest generation.
If you're not mad, you're not paying attention, and if you're not paying attention, you're part of the problem.
Hi, this is Ernest Lee. I'm excited to announce that not only is Common Sense 2, the Liberty Pledge booklet, complete, if you'll go to thelibertypledge.com, you can find it there in all sorts of forms. It's available as text. It's available as audio. It's available as video, all at thelibertypledge.com. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of hard work. A lot of people have lots to do with it. And I am just excited that it's available right now, free, for you to use and download. Go to thelibertypledge.com. Thanks.
Listen, learn, be entertained by Voices of Global Freedom Radio every Saturday, live from San Diego. Learn how challenging current world conditions impact your family and safety. Host Backpack and Yoda bring you actionable tactics and methods to survive and thrive in these troubled times. Our stunning expert VIP lineup clarifies current headlines and threats mainstream media fails to cover. Our informative show airs every Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Check out the radio show page on globalfreedomradio.com, globalfreedomradio.com. Join our millions, visit our sister magazine, magnifiedview.com, magnifiedview.com.
Have you heard about the Take Back America Challenge? It's actually pretty simple, and it's an answer to all those flag desecrators and flag stompers. Make a video of yourself, either putting up a flag and issuing a challenge for others to do the same, or make a video of yourself saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Post it to Facebook. It's the Take Back America Challenge. Let's flood social media with this. You can post it on Facebook or on Twitter. Also, be sure and share it with Reach Out America Radio Network, that Facebook page. We'll make sure it gets put out all across the country. It is time to stand up and take back America, don't you think?
Why is it when DHHS or Department of Human Services removes a child from a house that they don't try and place that child with close family, whether it's an aunt or an uncle, grandparent, or something like that?
Okay, that's a really good question. They are supposed to do that. The problem, though, is that there's no money in it. Bottom line, there's no money in it. And they've actually diluted the language in the federal guidelines. The federal guidelines used to require a diligent search within 30 days of removal to place that child with a family member. They don't get the ticker on the chart for foster care if they take the child and a family member calls up and says, let me take the child, I can give him a good home. There's no money in it. That's why. A lot of people don't even understand this. If you put a child in foster care, they are going into a for-profit industry. They are not necessarily going to be in a state foster home. And as a matter of fact, they are fewer and fewer going into state foster care. They are going into Providence. They're going into Omni. They're going into these church-run foster homes. They're going into Agape, the Catholic foster home. So it is an industry. Don't ever forget, child abuse is an industry. It's an industry for the mental health professionals. It is an industry for the private foster home. It has become an industry for even medical providers because now they can diagnose child abuse as a diagnosis. So it is an industry. And there's no money in taking a child out of a home and placing it in grandma's home or in aunt or uncle's home.
For more information, information, tune in on Mondays for Reach Out America in defense of America's children raising the bar with your host, Connie. Showtimes are 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com/WINN. Learn the truth about how law affects the lives of our children. Get involved and be part of the solution.
Thank you for listening to Reach Out America, Taking Off the Gloves, produced by World Integrity News Network, WINN. To be a part of the show, dial 347-850-1243 and press 1. I'm your host, Ernest Lee. Ride hard, love strong, live and die free. We'll be back in just a minute.
All right, looks like we're back. Now, I want to get back into this again. This mindset of befriending our enemies, and then they're going to befriend us. They're not going to cut our heads off because, you know, we held them an iftar dinner. We said something nice in one of our speeches. We shook hands. We took pictures. We did this. We partied. We had this. They're not going to be our friends. You know, I'm sorry. They're only going to take advantage of us. But, you know, again, I understand because I have met Muslims over there and I have met Muslims over here. That we were friends. We were, you know, we talked about each other's, you know, beliefs and this and that. They accepted me. I accepted them. Really wasn't it to do. So I do, you know, I mean, I do understand that, yeah, not everybody is, you know, not everybody's a criminal. Whatever race you are, not every black person is a, you know, a criminal. Not every Mexican's a criminal. Not every, you know, white person is a, you know, a greedy slave master. You know, we all know that. That's the obvious. We don't need to point that out. But when you bring people that have known ties and members of the Muslim Brotherhood to your home, that's, I'm sorry, but your neighbor across the street who just happens to be Muslim, that's one thing. But if you know this person has known ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, that's something completely different, and you want to run for president? Well, they think, you know, they're not going to attack me because I'm really nice to them. So when they come over and take over, I'm going to have a nice, cozy little job. They promise it to me. Well, what's going to happen, boys, when they do come over and take over and they come for you too. Then what are you going to do? Huh? Oh, you don't think it's going to happen to you? Oh, okay. Well, there were a lot of, and I hate bringing up, Nazis, but the more you study what went on in the 1930s Nazi Germany is what's going on here and what history has done time after time after time. Nazis were not the first one to be Nazis. They're just the first one to call themselves Nazis, but not to do the atrocities that they did. They're not the first ones. They didn't invent it. Human beings invented that many years ago, and we just haven't learned from it. But yet we call ourselves civilized. Where? Where in the hell is the civilization, I ask you? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Especially when it comes to what DCF does. Don't get me started on that. I'm very big on that. And last night we had a really good show, Rudy Orr and Neil Shelton, which looks like, speaking of which, 27th on Thursday, I'm going to be having on this show here, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after, we'll be having Neil Shelton and Alan Poindexter on. Neil Shelton, if you've never heard his story, well worth story. It is so vast, so complex. There are so many things that happened to this guy. You can't imagine how in the hell could all of this happen to a man in such a short period of time. Well, you're dealing with the government. You're dealing with law enforcement. You're dealing with judges and lawyers, doctors. Everybody's got to get involved. You can't believe what went on with him. Now, Alan Poindexter, I'm not familiar with his story, but I am told he's got a hell of a whopper himself. And I do cover those stories. I'm very big on that. They are destroying the entire family unit, and it's done deliberately. You can't control the people until you split the family up. And that's what the Nazis did, getting back to the Nazis. But anyway, getting back to my original point, this is what happens when you start talking about these people, man. But Nazis used certain Jews that were like elected like the mayor of the ghetto. And they would be forced to have to pick out, not all of them, but there were some ghettos where they had to pick out which ones got on the boxcar, which ones stayed in the ghetto. Thinking that, well, I'm not going to get on the boxcar. Well, no, they did. They came and got them. They don't care. You can't befriend your enemy. Look, we didn't ask for this war. They started the son of a bitch. So there's nothing we can do about it. They want to be friends. They're going to have to come to us and want to be friends. We're not going to go to them. They're the ones who attacked us. No, 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 no. We're not making, no, no, no. No, you want to be friends? Fine, we'll be friends with you. But you're going to have to come to us. You're going to have to do the work. And the first thing you're going to have to do is stop cutting heads off. Stop blowing up buildings. Iran, the leader in state-sponsored terrorism, and we want to do a deal with these people. And John Kerry is saying, "Well, we're doing the deal precisely so they don't get a nuclear weapon because we're going to bring in inspectors." Yeah, nobody from America, and they're going to pick and choose. And they've already been bitching about every. I mean, come on. You know exactly what the hell they're going to do. I mean, you can't be that foolish. In England, I mean, sometimes I wonder about England. You know, where their common sense is sometimes really bothers me. You know, I know, where's Winston Churchill when you need the son of a bitch? Well, he's dead. So you can't rely on Winston Churchill. You can't rely on Ronald Reagan. You got to rely on you. And you got to do what is right. And all you need to do is you use a little common sense. That's it. Just a little bit. Won't take very long. A little common sense doesn't hurt. Every time I use common sense, I've never been hurt. Of course, I know I'm different. I'm a wacko. I'm a whack job. I'm a freak. Ah. Well, here's a sad story, but it ends up being a kind of a happy story. And it goes to show you there still is a little bit of America in America. Fallen warrior gets less than honorable treatment until bikers take matters into their own hands. Thank God for bikers. The Patriot Guard, a group of patriotic bikers. I love it. A group of patriotic bikers who are in the nonprofit business of honoring and defending our troops recently completed an honorable mission that involved the transport of the ashes of a fallen U.S. Marine to his mother across the country. Now, this kind of breaks your heart as America, you wouldn't think America would be this cold. The government. I'm talking about the government, not the people, the government. When members, but it also shows that there are people that aren't cold. So there still is a little bit of American in America. There has to be. That can never really, truly, honestly ever be really gone, because that's the nucleus of this country. And we got too many people that believe in freedom to let that happen. But I'm frustrated. I want this war to be fought and done and over with already, and let's move on to freedom. And we don't need to go to war. All we need to do is dust off that old Constitution and read it and follow it. And it doesn't hurt. Believe you me, it does not hurt. It actually feels pretty good. We'd be a hell of a lot better off. 99.9% of the problems we have in this country today are because we're simply not following the Constitution. And that's all we got to do. Simple. Done. But nobody wants to do that. Why? Well, because it takes away my power. Yeah, that's the point. That's the purpose for the document. Hello, idiot. Well, when members of the Patriotic Guard, that's the name of the biker group, learned that the ashes of veteran Staff Sergeant Jonathan Turner were set to be mailed in a box from California to Turner's mother in Georgia, well, they knew that they had to intervene. Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, you don't mail somebody's ashes in a box back to their mother, for God's sakes. A fallen U.S. Marine, and you're going to mail a staff sergeant. A staff sergeant. Are you going to mail his ashes in a box? The mailman, he's dropping it and kicking it, throwing it in the back room. You get it, it's all crinkled up. Yeah, here's your son. What? Well, good for this group, man. The Patriot Guard, that's the name of it. I've been mispronouncing it. That's because I can't read either. I got a broken left-handed tongue and two broken left-handed eyes. So, go figure. The Patriot Guard, that's the name of this biker group. Well, good for them. Well, in grand fashion, they organize a cross-country ride to hand-deliver the ashes to his grieving mother. Which should have been done by the government. I bet if he was Muslim, he'd be a little different, wouldn't it? And I'm not picking on the Muslims. I'm just saying. We're going to have freedom. We're going to have freedom for everybody. Everybody should get the same treatment. If you're a fallen U.S. Marine, you don't get your ashes mailed in a box through the mail. The mail. The U.S. Post Office, for God's sakes. My Lord. I mean, when I read this, I thought, what the hell? And you know this is not the first time they've ever done that. I'm sure there's a lot of them. I'm sure there's a lot of mamas and daddies out there. They got a box in the mail, and they opened it up. And that's their son's ashes. I mean, that's wrong. Well, good for this group, man. Good for them. Well, this Staff Sergeant Turner had succumbed to wartime injuries he'd received over the course of 7 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. 7 of them. This guy succumbed to wartime injuries. 7 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you're just going to mail his ashes in the regular mail, the post office, in a box? Really? The U.S. mail? You're just going to put it in a box and mail it? Really? 7 tours of duty? He went out there and killed for you there, President Obama, or is it Satoru? See, I get confused. I mean, is it Obama? Is it Satoru? Is it Smucatelli? I mean, we don't know anything about this guy. But no, that is wrong. I'm sorry, that is wrong to the nth degree. You don't, I mean, come on. Well, the rioters started in Turner's home state of California and completed what was described as a dignified transfer of his ashes to each state's Patriot Guard detail until they reached their destination. That would have been a fun ride, man. I would have gone through the whole thing, you know, started at the very beginning all the way to the end. That would have been fun. Make sure that those ashes got to his mama. Instead of by the U.S. mail? Oh, I'm sorry, but that's wrong. Where are you there, Wounded Warrior Program? Or what are they called? The Wounded Warrior, whatever the hell they are? How come you didn't step in? Oh, that's right. You're not making any money? You didn't get enough donations? You'd have to actually spend money to get his ashes home? You know, I'm so sick and tired of these organizations. They all claim to be this and they all claim to be that. And then give me donations. Give me. And they don't deliver. This biker group, these are real Americans. These are Americans. This is what I'm talking about. We cannot expect a politician to solve our problems. We go into the voting booth. We can't go in there, and if we vote for a Democrat or a Republican or an independent or socialist or whatever the hell, just by voting for that particular party does not mean that your problems are going to go away. That doesn't work that way. You've got to solve your own problems. We can't expect the government to do this. Why? I don't know. You should. I mean, the government should do this. There's no excuse. But, I mean, if you're really that big of an organization, I mean, you should have been all over this. They just want the donations. Well, obviously, these bikers weren't out for donations. They were out to do a job and make sure this man's ashes were safely delivered, hand-delivered to his mother. And not by the mailman.